Blinlar.
Yes,
sir. You know Blinlar?
Good. In the North India. North India. You are here at the center of...
Yes, I am at the center.
Green Center.
Yes. What is the address? What do you look for?
Come on. The center of the bush. You are the temple of Krishna, alors...
Yes.
You have a community in Paris, yes.
We shall install GT tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Have you got time to attend?
Yes.
And you hope to have the
Ah. I don't know. Perhaps. What time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, it's perhaps
it's nine to twelve.
Nine to 12. Alors perhaps in the end of the morning, perhaps it is the inauguration. Yes.
Yes, it is false.
You have a beautiful form of Krishna.
Yes, the style of Krishna, yes. Yes, it is very beautiful. Yes, I would be very glad to visit you. You was in the Hotel de Ville of Paris this afternoon,
yes,
yes, yes, that was my reception at Hotel de Ville, yes.
Prabhupada spoke on our philosophy of Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
People were very interested about our spiritual concept of soul.
Yes.
You spoke of.
It is, definitely, I like very much Hinduism, and I am a brother, Anna Dendini, which is my brother, which is specialist of Hinduism. And specially
our brother has written a very great book, which is known all over France.
Especially on Indian music. He lived during many years in Benares. Yes, but also Indian spirituality, the yogas, Indian gods, and all the questions concerning India, yes.
Where is he now?
He is now in Rome. He writes especially in English language, not in French. He lived in Rome, in Berlin. You visited Italy,
things? Not yet.
No, not yet. France.
I bought in the dish and from the old.
Thank
you, Teddy.
Yes. We are in Italy, the papers.
We are beginning with France in Italy.
Yes.
Your brother, he has acquired a little philosophy from you.
Yes, very acquainted with Indian philosophy and Indian language. He read very well Sanskrit.
Are you not Sanskrit?
Oh yes, you know very, very well. And he speaks Indian modern language, Hindi, Bengali, and Tamil.
Bengali.
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 English scholar. Yes, very well. Is it first time you visited France?
This is it. Okay.
Our first time.
Our spiritual master was very interested when I informed him that you have had several meetings with political leaders of France as well.
Police.
Politics.
Yes, politics.
The king is the representative of God.
Yes, sir.
King.
King, yeah. Yes, sir.
The Bhagavad Gita brings this class.
Yeah, I understand of the people when they understand something.
The king.
Yes.
The creation God created this material world.
Yes.
What is the purpose? What is the purpose of creation? There must be some plan. When you manufacture, do something, there must be plan.
Creation is the work of the love of God, and the signification of creation is that God wants to partage, to partake His richness, His joy, His beauty with free spirit. And the goal of the creation is essentially the realization of this communion with God, the communion with God. Alors, the physical world is without great importance, this appearance. But there is a reality in human person, human personality. Because human personality is have how do you say? You understand what I say not very well. Le maître m'a demandé de lui dire un peu quel était le plan de Dieu, n'est-ce pas, pour les chrétiens, c'est-à-dire la création.
We are beyond living entities. We are also part and parcel of God.
Alors, nous sommes partie intégrante de Dieu. C'est ça, oui.
Just like,
yes,
this finger.
Yes, it is
part and parcel of this God.
Yes.
Everything is a part and parcel of God.
Yes. Yes.
So, the part and parcel of the God, the living entity, its business is to reconcile it to God.
Enfin, j'ai dit qu'en tant que nous appartenons grand Dieu, notre devoir c'est de rendre ce que
c'est. Yes, I agree.
Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body.
Yes.
But if business is to serve the body, I ask the finger to come here.
Yes.
This thing like that.
Yes.
I ask the finger to come here.
Yes.
So it is the business of the finger.
Yes.
Is to serve the whole.
Yes.
It is part. And the body is the whole.
Yes.
So therefore, the business of the part and parcel is to serve, render service to the whole.
This is natural by nature.
Yes.
C'est la condition naturelle de parfaitement. Yes. De rendre service à tout
le monde. Yes. I agree with this. Yes. And I think that the vocation of its creature is the service of God.
Yes.
Yes. The service
so
of God.
When the living entity forgets this business, that is material.
That is...
Yes.
quand il n'y a pas ce service, oui.
Quand l'être vivant bougie.
C'est ça, c'est ça.
That when this material body,
yes,
we find almost everyone,
yes,
has forgotten God.
Dans le monde matériel du fond, c'est tout le monde qui a fait confiance.
C'est cela.
The conclusion is that this material world is creation. For the forgotten souls.
La conclusion, c'est que ce monde matériel existe. C'est mon compte, les gens qui ont oublié
le monde. Yes. And here, the business is to again revive them. To God
consciousness.
Yes.
So, the process of enlightening the living entity, especially the human being, because in the animal form of life, one cannot be enlightened. Neither the animal can understand what is God.
Yes.
It is only the human
being. Yes.
Who can understand? If he's trained, so then he can come to God consciousness.
It is so.
So this creation is meant for the forgotten souls to give them a chance for reviving their consciousness.
Yes, it is very clear.
And for this business, sometimes God personally comes. Sometimes he sends his representative, his son, or his devotee, his servant. This is going on.
Yes.
God wants that these forgotten souls should come back to home, back to God.
Yes.
Therefore, from his side, there is constant endeavor to revive their God consciousness.
Yes.
Now, this God consciousness can be added in the human form of life.
Yes.
Not in other forms.
That is there. Yes.
Maybe very rarely. But the human being, what the word?
He said he was coming with us.
The human being has partly prerogative to abandon his torment God
consciousness. Yes.
C'est le droit exclusif de l'être humain.
Yes.
So the best service to humanity is to awaken their God
consciousness. Yes, it is.
This is best service.
And the necessity of internal conversion, for human souls to return to God. But do you think that the personality of human soul is a personality permanent, that is, we remain always distinct, not separate from God, but distinct of God, yes.
That's right. You are distinct from me. I'm distinct from you.
Yes.
Like that.
And we are distinct from God in a certain sense.
Yes. But as I am the individual being, similarly God is also
individual being, yes.
That is the basic statement. Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetanana.
Yes.
Eko Bahunam Jo Virudhati Tama. That God is also a living entity.
Living. God is living. Living.
And we are also living entities.
Yes.
But he is singular number, we are plural.
Il est unique, nous sommes nombreux.
C'est ça. But did you see that really God loves human beings and
God loves every living entity.
Love, not only
human beings.
And there is
that also.
And you think that the origin of creation is commettons le péché.
Do you believe that the origin of this
is a sin of man, or is the love of God?
Yes,
the origin.
It's the creation. When the living entity forgets love of God.
Yes.
Is giving this material.
Yes. Well, I agree with this.
They just want, in Bengali, there is a poet, Krishna Bhuliya, Jeev Bhogoban Chakra.
Yes, sir.
Pasate Maya Dhare Japokya Dhar. As soon as the living entity forgets his position as eternal servant of God.
Yes.
And he wants to imitate God.
Yes.
To change God.
Yes.
At that time, Maya, illusion, or Satan, that's it.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yes. The man must imitate God, imitating his his mind and his knowledge of the spiritual things. It is possible to man without the helping of God to realize his perfection. It is necessary that the grace of God help.
So, by the help of God,
yes.
He can realize.
Yes.
That is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Because the man himself is not capable to attain the divine
by the help of Krishna. By the help of God.
Yes.
And by the help of Master.
Spiritual master
is very important.
Guru,
you say this. Guru. That is the very word used.
Yes.
Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Bhish.
Yes.
One revives his God consciousness by the mercy of God and Guru.
Yes. In Christianity, we speak of spiritual father.
Yes.
The Abba, the spiritual father.
Yes.
We is a man who has a good experience of spiritual things and communicate his experience to others, you know. And if we have in Christianity monks, with a contemplative life and austerity of life. And we have many monasteries in France, some Benedict.
Well,
leader of the Krishna community?
Yes.
Yes. But there are in India other communities. Vishnu, there was
the same.
The same.
Krishna and Vishnu, the same.
The material world is meant for persons. You can leave me. Yes.
Even in India, today, the religious life, but there is no atheism, atheism, religious, materialists exist in the towns,
Now there are many atheists.
Many atheists, yes. In France, we have this problem. In France, the greatest
parts of children are baptized and trained.
Give me a little more.
La plupart des enfants sont baptisés.
On parle de little part of children are baptized and received a religious education, a religious faith. So, the great part. The atheism is chiefly in amongst intellectuals. Not in the
mass.
Intellectuals are always a little extravagant. And the mass remain religious. Yes, very good. Very good.
But still, we find that the French young people today are at the head of all of the revolutionary philosophies and movements.
Yes. Yes. But it is not the majority of the young men. And this revolutionary spirit is among many good some research of the absolute. Some young men are communist and Marxist, surely. But many youths today have a spirit of research, actually, are dissatisfied with actual religious forms.
Yes.
And received a religious experience, a spiritual experience.
That is the experience.
Dit que les gens sont dégoûtés par les rites religieux,
sans philosophie. Oui, c'est ça. C'est comme formalisme ritualiste, c'est une clarité, il respire personnel, internal experience. Silence.
What is the program that Christianity has for giving people this experience that they're missing?
Du monde, quel est le programme du christianisme pour donner aux gens de cette expérience qu'ils font?
Oui. C'est. Nous avons. We have today many community of prayers where young men go together and. In a monastery, n'est-ce pas, et pray together with alternative of silence and of lectures of some texts of the Bible and of the Gospel, you know, because we think that the life of Jesus is the model, the shape, and we like that Jesus is the manifestation of God, and is the way, because it is necessary to find God who is hidden, to have a way, and for ourselves, Jesus is the way to go to the hidden God, you know. And the imitation of Jesus is, for a Christian, the ideal imitation of his poverty, of his goodness, of his love of God.
says the idea of Christianity
yeah.
is the very qualities of Jesus Christ.
Yes. I think it is the character specific of Christianity, the importance of the person of Jesus. Jesus is the perfect model, you know, of the virtues, and it is à la fois the model and the savior, because we think that Jesus is the pure man, he is a manifestation of God. God is gone among us to help the man to find him. We know that the man researches God, but is the capacity of find, and it's necessary that God come to help the man to find him. Yes, and Jesus is this. So I'm very, very glad to meet you.
May I ask you one question? Jesus says, "Thou shalt not kill." So why Christian people are killing?
Pourquoi les chrétiens sont.
Oui, c'est le Seigneur. Les gens les ont demandé, ce n'est pas tout.
It is forbidden in Christianity to kill. Surely. We think that there is a difference between the life of man and the life of the beast. N'est-ce pas? And that the life of man is sacred because the man is the image of God. But we have not the same respect relative to the beast, to the animals, and we think that the animals are at the service of man, and that it is legitimate to man. For us, each life is not the same. What is really important is the life of man. And the human person is really sacred. And it is forbidden to kill a human person.
But Jesus does not say human being. Just say generally, thou shalt not kill.
Il dit que le Seigneur Jésus n'a pas spécifié, il ne pouvait pas les êtres humains, qu'il a dit
de pas tuer. Ah non, il a dit de pas tuer l'être humain. Parce que in the Bible we have many examples, by example we have many sacrifices in the Bible, sacrifices of animals, you know. Many sacrifices of animals in the Bible. Alors, it's not forbidden. Alors, it is sure that it is a great sin to kill a man. Tout à fait. Alors, there is surely the great question of the war, the national war. And
you think that to kill an animal is no sin?
No. Because we think that the simple biologic life is not sacred. That is, what is sacred is the human life, but not the life.
But I think that is interpretation. Jesus Christ says generally, thou shalt not kill.
Yes. Jesus said, but this text is not the text is not a text of Jesus. It is a text of the Old Testament, and it is a text.
It is New Testament.
Old Testament.
In the New Testament.
It is the Levitic, in the book of the Levitic. It is not a word of Jesus. It is a word of the Levitic. And it is a part of the Decalogue of the Ten Commandments, what God gave to Moses.
That's all right. But 10 commandments,
yes.
One of the commandments is that thou shalt not kill.
Un des commandements est une tour à part, tout à fait. Mais it is sur les, the killing of man. I think I have a great difficulty to understand why in Indian religion, because it is impossible. By example, it is necessary pour la nourriture. Oui, for the food of man, to eat,
man can eat grains, food grains, fruits, milk, sugar, wheat.
Pas de chair, pas de,
No. Why? Just like the fruits. The fruits are meant for human beings.
Yes.
The tiger does not come to eat your fruits.
Yes.
So tiger's food is another animal.
Mm-hmm.
Man's food is fruit.
Yes, sir.
Food grains.
Yes.
Meat products. Just like
food. Yes. It is why? Because grain and plants are also living beings.
That we all understand.
Yes.
But if you can live just like generally, if I can live on fruits and grains, then why should I kill another animal?
Yes. Very another thing is
that how can you support that animal killing is not seen?
Yes.
Comment justifier que tuer les animaux n'est pas péché?
Que les animaux n'est pas péché? Que tuer les animaux n'est pas péché? Yes. Because we thought that there is a difference of nature between life of man, life of spirit, and biological life. And we see that really exists. And we think that animals, plants, are not real beings, are world of appearance, and that a human person only is real being. And that, in this sense, the material world is without importance.
Now, I follow. Suppose you are living in this house.
Yes.
So, you are not this house. That's a fact.
Yes.
But if I come and break your house.
Yes.
Is it not inconvenient for you?
Yes, please. Is inconvenient.
So if I cause inconvenience unto you,
yes.
Is it not criminal?
It is inconvenient to me, but
if I cause some inconvenience to you,
yes.
Is it not criminal? Is it not sinful?
I think if there is a serious reason, it is not the destruction of the spiritual man itself. By example, it is perfectly possible to use the reality of the material world, of the natural world, to the valuable finality of human vocation. We think that the question is a question of motivation. It could exist bad reason to kill an animal. But if the killing of animal is to give food to children, men, women, oui, on faim. Qui ont faim?
Ah,
Ungrace. You are ungrace. It is legitimate, legitimate. We have, it is difficult to administer that in India, comment dit-on, les vaches. Oui,
cows.
It is not permitted to kill a cow to give to children who are angry the
Oh, any other consideration? Cow's milk we drink.
Yes?
That was his mother. Is it not?
Oui. Oui, yes, surely, surely. But,
according to,
yes.
Baby.
Yes.
We have got 7 mothers. Adu Mata. The original mother.
Yes.
Guru Patni.
Yes.
Wife of the master, spiritual master.
Can you understand?
Yes, yes.
Adu Mata Guru Patne Brahman, the wife of the priest. Rajputrika, the wife of king. The queen. Oh. Atmata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajabhushita. Denu. Denu means cow.
Yes.
Denu Dhatri. Dhatri means nath. Tatha Pithi. Pithi means arch. These are 7 mothers.
Yes, yes.
So, cow is mother. Because you drink milk, cow means.
Yes.
How can I deny that she is not mother? So how we can support killing of mother?
Yes. Yes, it is a motive, but we see that
therefore in India, those who are meat eaters, they are advised. That is also under restriction. Advised to kill some lower animals.
Yes.
Like goats, even up to buffalo. But cow killing,
yes, really. I know this, I know this is for us a difficulty,
because cow is mother.
Yes.
You take the milk from the mother.
Yes.
And when she is old, she cannot give you milk. Therefore, she should be killed.
Yes.
Is that very good proposal?
Oui. If the men are angry, it is the life of men. It is more important than the life of cow.
Because we are propagating this Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
We ask people to not to eat meat anytime.
Yes, yes.
But if under certain circumstances you are obliged to eat meat,
yes, sir.
Eat the flesh of some lower animals.
Yes, sir.
Don't kill cows.
Mm-hmm.
That is the greatest thing.
Yes.
And so long, one will be sinful, he will not be able to understand what is God.
Yes.
But human beings' main business is to understand God.
Yes, sir.
And to love Him.
Yes.
But if he remains sinful, neither he can understand God and what is the question of loving.
Yes. Yes.
Therefore, at least from the human society, this cruel maintenance of slaughterhouses must be stopped.
Oui, j'ai dit que
parce que il est recommandé dans le CCPD que si on doit manger de la viande, mm-hmm. on doit c'est mieux de tuer des animaux inférieurs
oui, oui.
à la vache.
Oui.
Et donc ces abattoirs qui existent actuellement oui. doivent être fermés si on va avancer
oui.
la
oui. société. Oui. I think that perhaps this is not an essential point. I think that in this realm, the uses of various religions can be good. The important is to love God. But the commandment practical can be various.
That's like God. If God says that you can do this,
yes.
that is not sin.
Yes.
But if God says that you cannot do it,
yes.
then it is sin.
Oui, if God says that it is not good to Indian, and
no.
says to the Jews
no.
that it is...
Therefore I say that Jesus Christ,
yes.
either you call him God or confidence and representative of God.
Yes, yes,
both of them are one.
Yes.
When he says, thou shalt not kill, why should we
yes.
interpret in another way?
But,
to our convenience.
But Jesus, comment dit-on, agneau pascal, l'agneau, l'animal,
le mouton,
oui, chiefs,
Mais le Seigneur Jésus n'a jamais donné sa sanction pour un abattoir.
Ah non, mais
But why regularly slaughterhouse should be maintained
yes,
for the satisfaction of the tongue?
Yes.
C'est bien. Il
oui.
est dans les circonstances spéciales.
Oui.
Peut séparer.
But I think there is at first a great duty to help men and women and children to live. And actually, it is the first duty. It is more important to help men and women to life. The life of beasts is of major importance.
You can kill lower animals. Why should you kill mother?
Mother as human being is not the same that...
it is not moral.
You
make you kill animals
yeah.
for maintaining your
yeah.
allowing that. There are many others, hundreds and thousands of animals.
Yes.
So, if you at all eat that, people eat also hogs.
Yes.
Sometimes in what time they eat dogs also.
Mm.
And there are persons, they regularly eat dogs.
But
in Korea, they eat dogs regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So, even animal killing is necessary for
yes.
eating.
Yes.
But at least the mother animal should not be killed.
Yes.
That is from moral point of view.
Yes, from moral
point of view. So our point of view is, that we don't allow killing any animals.
Yes.
Our Krishna says, Patram Puspam Phalam Suyam Jumi Vakta Prasikshit. Krishna says, vegetable, fruits, milk, grains, etc.
Okay.
All these things should be offered to me in devotion.
Yes.
And you should take the remnants of the food stuff.
Yes.
So we take prasadam. And Krishna says, give me pushta prepared from this group.
Mm-hmm.
That we do. Accepting that the fruits they have got flies. Fruits that by nature, there are many fruits. It is offered by the trees
yes.
for eating.
Mm-hmm.
The tree is not killed.
Yes.
So, we accept this philosophy also.
Yes.
That one animal, one living entity is meant for being food for another being.
Mm-hmm.
Jiva jivasya jivano.
Yes.
That we also accept.
Yes. But that does not mean one living entity is a food for another living entity. That does not mean I can kill my mother and my child. So, at least this must be taken into consideration, that cows, you know that, they give us milk, we take its milk, and we kill in regular splatter. This is not a very good thing.
Yes.
It is sinful.
Yes, I understand. Does the fact that Christianity sanctions eating of meat mean that from the Christian viewpoint, lower species of life do not have a soul like human beings? Est-ce que cela veut dire que dans la philosophie chrétienne, qu'on peut manger des animaux, est-ce que cela veut dire que les espèces de vie inférieures à l'être humain ne possèdent pas de l'âme?
Yes,
this is the philosophy that that below the human level, the soul does not inhabit the body.
The soul is human soul. In the animal, you have some psychology, but not life of spirit with freedom, with mind, and with the reality of spirit. But you have the same idea, because you said that there is a difference of nature between spiritual creation and the material world. You know, the material world is not of the same sense than the spiritual world. And the man is a part of spiritual world.
Our Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Jivani Su, in all species of life, as many forms are there.
So, spirit soul is there.
This outward body is just like a dress.
Yeah.
You may have a very costly dress, and I may have a very shabby, poor dress. But both of us are human beings, or living entities. Similarly, these different forms of living entities, they are just like different types of dress. Bhāsāṁśi man is a far behind. Just like you are in black dress, I am in saffron dress. So this is external. But within the dress, you are a human being, I am also a human being. Similarly, there are 8,400,000 of dresses. There are 900,000 dresses within the water, aquatics. Similarly, 2,000,000 kinds of dresses of the trees, plants, like that. In this way, the Vedic literature has calculated there are 8,400,000 forms of living entities. But they are all living entities, part and parcel of God. Just like one man has got 10 sons, not all of them equally meritorious. Not all. One may be high court judge, and one may be ordinary class judge. But father, both the high court judge and the clerk in the office, father claims both of them as son. But father, there is no such distinction. That this high court judge is very important, and the clerk in the office, my son, is not important. So if the enlightened son, high court judge, says to the father, my dear father, this son is useless. Let me cut him and eat. Will the father allow?
Est-ce que c'est clair? Non, c'est pas clair. Il dit que juste comme un père peut posséder 10 fils,
un avocat pour le père, et l'autre un homme très pauvre.
Oui, c'est ça. C'est ça. Oui.
Si le fils intelligent demande au père, cet autre fils, mon frère, il n'est pas très intelligent, laisse-moi tuer mon père et mon
fils. Ah oui, c'est ça,
oui. Est-ce que le père va donner? At least this morality should be observed.
Yes.
That cows, they are our mother.
Yes.
We should not kill a fish mother for eating the
fish. The difficulty for us is not the idea that it is good to have spent the life of a cow. The difficulty is the metaphysic reason, you know.
No, metaphysic, not.
It is metaphysic. It is the idea that all life is parcel of the life of God, you know. Of this, it was difficult to admit, because we can, there is a very a great difference between the life of man, who is really called to partake the life of God, and the animal life, who is passagère, non, without impermanent. Life of man is permanent.
That defines the due to development of consciousness. The human body, you get develop consciousness.
Yes.
It's like this tree, it is also a living entity.
Mm-hmm.
But its consciousness is not yet fructified.
Yes.
If you cut the tree,
yes,
it does not resist.
Yes.
But it resists in a very small degree.
Yes.
That is proved by the scientists.
Yes.
The Sarsabhishtanda Bose in Calcutta, he is also a very good scientist. He has made machine. When you cut the tree, it heals, and it is recorded in the machine.
Et ensuite, que les savants ont éprouvé même que les autres espèces comme
ça. The animals, we can see. When we want to kill the animal, it resists, it cries, it makes great sound, horrible. So, it is the question of development of consciousness. But a soul is there.
That's right. Why God make some animals who eat other animals? There is a fault in the creation, because it is a fault in the creation.
No. God is very kind.
What?
If you want to eat animals, then he'll give facility, good facility. Just like tiger, he becomes a tiger. And eat animals. Those who are animal eaters, unnecessarily, God will give him the body of a tiger, next life, so that he can very freely eat. Why maintain struggles? I give you nails and jaws, just eat. So they are raising that life.
C'est clair. Non, papa, oui. Il dit que Dieu est très miséricordieux. Si quelqu'un veut manger le char des autres, il le donne le corps facile dans lequel il est facile pour manger. Pourquoi imiter les tigres? Devenez tigre dans la vie prochaine. Je vous donne les cris, je vous donne les grands dents pour manger le char.
Ouais. Voilà, mais je vais, comme disait, c'est ça. I'm very joyful to speak with you. And I hope, if I can tomorrow to visit the temple, I hope I can tomorrow. Comment?
On va pas dans les sièges spéciales pour tous les autres.
Bon.